This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, as I like to do, we're going to be doing combat pistol craft with Super Dave Harrington. I have to tell you, I should have had your theme music up and ready, and I've been remiss. Please forgive me.
I'm glad you pointed that out, man.
You wouldn't have thought about it, would you?
No, you saved me the trouble, brother.
I have. I remember the good things, and then I remember the shortcomings. That's just the way I got to roll.
Yeah.
So, did you ever work in a straight leg unit?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
7th Infantry Division. The 7th ID Light out of Fort Ord, California.
Well, that must have been fun being at Fort Ord, huh?
Yeah, it was kind of a doom and gloom thing. You know, if you walked outside and you realized something was wrong, the sun was probably shining.
Right, right. Anyway, in your time, and in my time, right? So, see, we had, in Europe, we had the standard size ruck. They had another ruck during my time in that they called the Ranger ruck, which was basically just a bigger rucksack.
Okay.
And nowadays I look at the Ranger ruck, and I believe the correct term for this is the Alice pack. But there was a small Alice pack, and there was a big Alice pack, and so we ran a Alice pack, and we would run them with a waterproof bag on the inside of them because in Europe it's very soggy, and that was in the event that I went to war. All I had to bring was my clothing. I didn't have to worry about food. I didn't have to worry about carrying any of my other stuff. I had my TO&E, but I was wearing most of that. As far as the equipment they issued me, I had to bring the extreme cold weather gear. It just depended on what the field exercise was that I was going to.
Right.
That would not be the way it would work if I had to run for my life in one of these WROL situations now, would it?
Well, there's a few more things that you're going to have to take into consideration.
Right.
You know, especially when you're on your own, so to speak, and you're not, you know, you don't have the government to rely on or the government backing of Uncle Sam.
Right.
So you're going to have to either foot the bill or provide your entire supply chain of items, whatever you need. You're going to have to provide that for yourself, you know, whether it's you have it or you need to acquire it. But the fact of the matter is, again, you know, we've had many different conversations around this topic. And there's so many different facets to the topic itself.
Right.
You're going to find out it's going to boil down to food, water, and ammunition.
Right.
And like what you have on, what you're wearing.
Right.
See, here's why. Here's a different perspective to take your clothing, you know, your personal clothing, a little more serious. See, we're used to, you know, being able to change our clothing. And oh, it's dirty, change it. Oh, it's dirty, wash it. It's not how it's going to work when the balloon goes up. Whatever you're wearing is very possibly
going to be it.
The only set of clothes you're going to have for a while.
Yep.
also, you know, the fit and function, the type of material. Do you dress in layers? You know, it changes the game considerably when you look at your personal clothing from that standpoint of being forced to live in what you're wearing for an undetermined amount of time. It's kind of like, whoa, well then I need to address my foot gear. Let's speak about foot gear real quick.
Sure.
I just bought my left ankle. It has been bothering me a little bit. I smashed it years ago and had it operated on twice. And then, of course, my right foot, I had my Achilles tendon rebuilt. So foot gear is very important to me. And I looked around now that I'm back active. I was looking around for the kind of foot gear that I needed for adequate support. And I wound up purchasing a pair of Danner hunting boots, non-insulated hunting boots. That, surprisingly, are similar in, it's like a military combat boot.
Right.
That size of a boot. And like a 10-inch boot. But the thing about it is, you know, of course, it's modern materials and all kinds of wacky design goes into them today. But having broke them in and worn them a little bit, they're perfect for what I need. But it struck me when I realized the similarity to, a military boot, but only in, you know, the size and the height of the boot. But that's pretty much my normal, my daily wear shoes now.
Well, I mean, my right now for my boots, I'm wearing a Adidas made a pair of combat boots, believe it or not, a pair of tactical boots. And those wear pretty good. But I saw a pair of Danner. Now, do these look like they made out of the ones you bought? Are they made out of leather?
Oh, no.
No?
No. There's some kind of, I don't know, super duper material.
Gotcha.
That's supposed to do it all.
I'm looking at a pair of Danners at REI, although I'm also looking at a pair of Salomons. So I don't know. I've heard that a lot of guys go to Salomon that get out of the military, and that's the thing, right? Because
yeah.
when I was in the service, we had to do once a year, we had to do a road march back from Grafenwehr to Bamberg. That was 135 miles in 3 days. You think we didn't know about what a good pair of boots was?
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, that was a run. We were basically running all day.
I get it.
Yeah. So, I mean, to that end, I would have loved to have had a pair of Salomons or a pair of these Danner boots you're talking about, because it's like having a pair of basketball shoes on.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the same, you know.
Well, the military has paid a lot more attention to foot gear.
I've noticed that.
Guys are allowed to wear now.
Yeah.
Guys and girls.
I have noticed that. I've noticed they've sort of segued and they've gotten away from the whole Cochrane jump boot mentality that I was very much into
right.
That. I got my first pair and I spit shined those things every chance I got half a chance to do them. So.
Mm.
Anyway, Super Dave, he is at Combat Speed LLC. He's back. He's getting back into the swing of things. He's gone through a couple of health issues, which he has slowly wound himself back from. And this is good for the gun community because this means his mind, this guy that looks at things in a different way than you and I, he's going to be out there again teaching very soon. He's also on Facebook, S. Dave Space Harrington. Is that what it is?
Yes, Space Dave Space Harrington.
I got you. So if you want to see what he's doing there, go check out what he's doing there. As for everything else, well, the only time he seems to poke his head out and look around and just tell anybody what's going on, it's right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Have you been playing your guitar very much here lately?
A little bit.
Yeah. Is that a daily thing or?
Kind of a turned into an every other day thing now.
Right.
Oh, by the way, man, I will state the fact that today is my birthday. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, Super Dave.
Thanks, dude.
I'll be there with you soon.
Cool. What I did was I arranged everything where I could literally take this month off and focus on me.
Right.
Or, you know, physical training regimen, gym work schedule, the whole nine yards.
Right.
I've been working at getting, you know, back in action for the past 3 months. And the time is now where I believe I can physically handle like a regular workload. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I certainly hope I can handle a regular workload. I'm not really thinking in terms of having to compromise in any specific area. I'm just taking it everything with a grain of salt. And we'll see how it works out.
We'll see. I'm interested to see how that works. Because in the beginning, when I was coming back, right, from my heart thing, I had to do things slightly different. And then the longer I kept on, you know, I just didn't quit doing them. Right. And as time went on, it slowly, gradually got back to where it felt normal. So it's the most important part of it is just beginning. So that'll be interesting to see. Watch how it goes. And 63 years young. Impressive. Very impressive. We're, you know, when we're gone, I don't know what happens to the world, Dave.
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't even know if I'll care.
Yeah, I know, man. It's exposed to the universe.
Yeah.
Joining the universe is going to be a kind of an exciting moment.
It should be. Now, we were talking about clothing and everything. Now, when we're talking about a pack to carry this in, because most of the time you're going to carry it on your back. If you're not in a vehicle, if you get in your vehicle, you're going to go somewhere, but eventually you're going to have to get out of the vehicle somewhere, somehow, some way, unless you're going to live in it, right?
Correct.
So if you're packing a pack, what kind of a pack do you look at? What's the Super Day? What does Super Day recommend for a pack?
Well, to address the circumstances, I'm not going to have anything more than, in respect to the pack itself, I'm not going to have anything larger than like a 3-day pack.
Right.
Because you've got to keep in mind, if you're going to be prepared across the spectrum, you very well may have to fire maneuver with this pack on your back.
Right.
And does its size and weight allow you to do that? I don't know. Or is it going to be a rucksack of a size or a backpack, the size of something that you may have to ditch and then go back and recover
right
after the action's complete? I don't know. But the reason I choose a 3-day pack is so I can't put too much stuff in it. I guarantee you, man, if you buy a rucksack or a backpack that's huge and can carry a bunch of stuff,
you're going to fill it up.
You're going to fill it up with a bunch of stuff. And it's heavy. You know, there's a common sense cutoff in what you absolutely need versus the weight that it is, because you're going to have to carry it.
I've thought about that. At this particular point, though, the thing is, here's what I'm thinking. In the bag itself, I'm probably not going to be, you know, I'll have water on me, but it's not going to be like gallons of water. It's going to be some water, maybe a canteen or two, and a way to purify water, and some collapsible bags to gather water and purify the water. And food is probably going to be some sort of MREs or something that's lightweight and it's freeze-dried and it doesn't take up a lot of space. And then we'll have some first aid. And do you carry any spare ammunition in your ruck?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it should be packed on top or in a manner in which you have immediate access to it.
Right. Now, I saw something the other day where they, supposedly, this was a special operations guy, and they use bandoliers to put the magazines in there, and then they fold them to where they're on top of each other, and then that goes on top. Is that the way you would recommend to to do that if you can find the bandoliers?
Negative. I would have it magged up. Any reserve ammo that I have
is magged up.
It's going to be in a mag. Yeah.
Well, no, this is one where they got out there and they pulled some white thread out of the bandolier, and now it could hold a full size magazine. And the magazines are in there, and they folded on top of each other, already magazined up, so they could just pull out the whole.
Oh, okay. Oh, dig it.
So how much spare ammo do you carry?
Well, I would have like a combat load on my body.
Right, which is seven?
The standard combat load, so people understand, what we're talking about is 210 rounds.
Right.
Seven 30-round magazines.
Right.
For 210 rounds. That's the standard U.S. Army infantryman's combat load. I'd have a loadout on my body and a loadout at my rucksack.
So you'd have a replenishment in the rucksack. Seven more magazines in the rucksack. Okay, so you got 14 mags.
At least, yeah.
And what about, what are you doing for food? Are you going to get those calorie bricks? Or are you getting MREs? What are you doing with that?
Scavenging, acquiring as I go.
Yeah, well, there's that.
But on my immediate person, my pack, high-calorie protein bars, stuff like that, man. The real dense calorie stuff you probably shouldn't eat any other time.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to remember the name of... I've got these bars. They're like very high-calorie bars.
I know what you're talking about. I've never even seen them, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, I'm not looking forward to eating them because they don't taste very good.
But that's a survival situation. I'll tell you what, hang on for me, if you will. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. I realize a lot of you have gotten accustomed to hearing from Super Dave and everything, and I'm trying to, and it's easy to do with him. So these are all things brought from his perspective, from the Combat Speed LLC perspective, from his experience, from his life, his life's book. And, well, we got some more to come because we're only halfway through with this. So stand by if you would. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
USA News Update. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. It would benefit Hamas, given them time to regroup and plot a new attack.
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year. According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion. Recent maps provide insight into the regions that will experience the heaviest snowfall this winter. Researchers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have updated data on the areas most affected by El Nino. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Hamilton from Combat Speed LLC. We're talking about what you should have on you and everything. Now, when we're talking about the amp, you got seven magazines in your pack. You got seven magazines on your body. Is this a chest rig or is this a plate carrier?
Chest rig.
Okay.
It's a 10-speed chest rig.
Oh, so you like Blue Force gear too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's mine.
Yeah,
that's what I have.
The majority of my gear is Blue Force. Yes.
Yeah. So, and that's going to, that's a really lightweight rig. What do you think about the magazine pouches that are on the Blue Force gear rig, the stretchy elastic? Because they don't ever seem to stretch out with me.
No, it's a very high quality material. It's got more elasticity, but you're right. They don't, stretch out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now the mouth of the pouch might get a little worn. That's no big deal. It's going to happen. But, the secret is in the coverage for the mag body itself. You know, they actually provide enough of a pocket where the mags, the elasticity of the material, you know, actually supports the mag fairly well without overstretching, you know, over time. They're just durable.
Yeah.
You know? I dig them.
I mean, I've had mine now for, I don't know, I've had mine for, gosh, 10 or 11 years. Mine is called the Bare Necessities. That's what they call mine. It's got four pouches for AR mags.
Right.
I've got three in the little pouch behind it. And it's got two pouches for pistol mags. And on the other side, I've got room for some medical. And to your point, yeah. Now, I carry a minimum of 3 tourniquets with me.
Very good. Yeah, I don't know how I settled on 6, but I figured, you know, they're not just for myself.
Right.
You know, they're really, you know, if I run across somebody that needs one, of course, I'll use it. You just want to make sure you've got enough, you know, to get by until you get resupplied or acquire more.
And they're small and they don't weigh that much. Do they?
But they do take up space.
They do take up space, but I mean, like, you can, like, do you strap one to your gun butt? Do you have one on your chest rig somewhere? I mean.
Oh, yeah. I've got them placed in different areas of my body.
Right.
For easy access, you know what I mean?
Right.
If I need, you know, if I need one for my left leg, I've got one in my left cargo pocket. That type of assignment. But, all in all, you want to make sure that once you identify all your gear and you get it packed, make sure when you pack it, you kind of do it in a reverse order standpoint of least likely to need it to most likely to need it.
So like your ammo is going in there last. Because you need it first.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. But weigh it. Know how much your gear weighs. You should weigh everything and have a good knowledge of what you have and the ratio of, you know, value versus the weight of whatever it is. You know what I mean? Is it worth carrying? Is it worth having? Because nobody that has really spent any time under the affectionately named pain bag, you can't really appreciate, you can't appreciate it when somebody says, well, you know, ounces are pounds and pounds are pain.
Right.
You know, you understand what that means.
Yeah, I do.
You know, but I mean, you know, beyond the literal sense, because you've experienced it.
Well, I've experienced the pain of a long, long, long road march twice.
All right.
And
I don't know how many miles I've moved over the ground. I couldn't begin to tell you.
Well, I mean, the only time, I mean, I was in a mech infantry unit. The only time I ever put those kind of miles in was on those particular days when we were commemorating a headlong rush out of the Vosges Mountains in World War II. But those were the days. Those were the days, my friend. Anyway.
No doubt.
Anyway. Now, you mentioned you like a 3-day pack. As far as the 3-day pack, do you have one that you prefer? Is there a name brand or?
You know, I was afraid you were going to ask me that. You know, I'm not like the gear guy.
Well, I know, but I mean, the only reason the only reason I'm asking that is
off the top of my head,
right? And the only reason I'm asking you that is because, well,
but see, here's I got another issue with answering your question, though.
Sure.
See, the one thing I figured out in my 63 years, I've got this thing for cool gear bags. I have so many gear bags, it's unreal. And I'm talking about brand new, never used. But you know what happens? When I see a cool bag that's laid out nice and right, I'll go ahead and purchase it because one day, if I need it, I'll have it.
Right.
So, you know, for me to remember a specific make and manufacturer, kind of an impossibility when you're talking about gear bags. Because I've got all kinds of gear bags. But the specific one that I'm using now, the 3-day pack, was designed as a 3-day pack.
Right. Okay.
And you're not getting any more than 3 days worth of gear in it. So I would rather, I'm swaying towards bugging out and being as light as possible, but still, you know, maintaining the capability of sustaining myself for 3 days at a time.
Right.
That's still going to require me to scavenge or acquire additional, you know, foodstuffs, water, whatever items I need, depending on how bad things are, whatever means necessary. You know, I would like to revisit the simple fact that we're all, as a human animal, we're all 37 days away from being savages anyway.
Right.
So
that's the way it actually works out. Yeah, that's actually the way it works out. So
yeah. When that survival instinct kicks in, I think a lot of people would be surprised what they would probably be willing to do to survive. Or, you know, keep your loved ones safe and well.
Well, hang on for me. We got two more things to cover here on what we're throwing in our bag. This is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, a 20-year veteran of special operations, a pistol instructor, a fighting instructor of a caliber that is a very rarefied air. And right now, he's taking a little break, letting everything reset. It's his birthday to him today. Happy birthday, Super Dave. And there's just one, we got one more to go, and then we'll be off to the races. But, yeah, this is the place you can find him. This is the only place you can find him right now. I feel honored to have the exclusive. It is an honor to have the exclusive. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yes, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave. We're talking about what he's bugging out with and everything. Now, we're in the period of the year, Dave, where everybody gets out and goes, oh, this beautiful, crisp autumn air, even though you're in Florida, which I don't know how autumny it gets in Florida, but here where I'm at in South Carolina, we have nice, crisp, autumny air. The problem is, if you had to actually bug out and go out in the middle of the night, and you are unprepared for this, even though it's the autumn time, you could have hypothermia set in and it'll kill you while you're just trying to get some sleep that night. So in your bag, and we talked about the food, we talked about the hydration, we talked about the bullets and all the stuff we need to fight with, and the first aid and all the other stuff. What do you keep in your bag to keep you dry and to get some sleep? Because you need some sleep. You need to be able to stay warm, that kind of thing.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I have one poncho.
Yeah.
The classic Wooby poncho liner.
Right.
And three space blankets. I remember
the space blanket. So I'm trying to figure out: have you got
the original?
You got the Wooby around you, and then you wrap the space blanket around the Wooby.
No,
oh.
Space blankets go against your body.
Okay.
The poncho is for the shelter,
right?
Makeshift shelter. Now, even if it's just a lean-to, something to keep the wind and moisture off you, and of course, I mean, how can you not have a poncho liner with you, dude? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm
having trouble finding one. Where do you find one at?
Oh, I've always had mine.
Oh.
I've got two or three that I purchased a long time ago.
Yeah.
They just hang on to them. Yeah.
Now, the one thing we need to point out about shelter, if you're in a bug out situation, this is when you make your field expedient shelter, you want that as low profile as you can make it, don't you?
Right.
How low to the ground do you put yours? Just barely enough to crawl up under?
Yeah, just as long as I can fit. You know, I need some space. You know, you don't want to be up against it. So you're going to need some space. But just, you know, keep it low to the ground. Try to stay out of sight. I mean, I've slept literally on the ground wrapped in nothing but a poncho liner in, what, maybe 20-degree desert, you know,
weather.
And no problem. But, you know, you've also got to be accustomed to the environment too, you know.
Right.
You've got to acclimatize. But all of these things are kind of immaterial in one respect. Do you have somewhere to go? You know what I mean? If you're bugging out, do you have somewhere to go? Do you have a destination? Do you think it's legit that you might even be able to make it? My biggest concern right now, even though I've shifted towards bugging out instead of bugging in, my first problem is if things happen rapidly, I probably won't be able to get out of here because there's too many people.
Right.
The whole system will become choked. My decision is more, has to be made more timely. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where I kind of have to read the circumstances and anticipate when things are going to get bad so I can leave and get out of here before it actually goes bad.
Right.
And I get caught in the crowd. So, but until then, you know, I'll just have to play the odds just like everybody else is doing.
Right.
And see what happens.
Yeah, the bugging in versus the bugging out. The bugging out, I mean, bugging out would be, well, like what happened in Israel. I could see a bunch of people bugging out from these kibbutzes in Israel when that first happened if they had somewhere to go. Although the way they had it set up, they supposedly had defensive teams inside these, and some of them activated and some did not. But right. The only reason to bug out is if where you're at is going to be made very inhospitable, right?
True. But I don't want... Here's my biggest concern. You're going to have whatever initiates this calamity.
Right.
You're going to have that problem. But the second largest problem you're going to have, which may surpass the first problem, is you're going to have X number of people that are going to be prepared. And then you're going to have more people that are unprepared. So when people jokingly talk about the zombie apocalypse, I kind of laugh because I think it's going to be true because the zombies are going to be the have-nots. When things get really bad, you're going to have the haves, the people that are prepared and are, you know, can take care of themselves for a little while, and then the have-nots. So the haves, immediate concern beyond whatever caused the problem in the first place, are going to be the have-nots that want what you have. And therefore, you know, that's why they call it survival. What are you going to do?
Right. Interesting. The thing that I think about the most is the parts where I have to make that decision myself, because I don't know what it's like where you're at, but when you talk about getting choked in into where you can't get out because of the, and you would probably, I mean, you have hurricanes and everything bearing down in Florida, so you have seen with your own eyes how bad it gets when they take to the roads in a panic, huh?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's chaos. The roads are choked off. Everything's at a standstill, a crawl. And even the bottom line is, even when you get out, they won't let you back in. You know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like that. But I've always sat through the hurricanes. I've never left. So I've never had to deal with the crowds, so to speak. But there's a lot of people who get frustrated. You know, they leave. They fully intend to get away from the storm. And they wind up, you know, being in the storm on the highway in their vehicle instead of at home, where it's probably safer.
Right, right.
It's kind of crazy.
And then they run out of gas while they're sitting there in a parking lot, don't they?
Yeah, there's a lot of problems with bugging out.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it. I mean, the only reason I'm doing it is because I'm single and I can't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You don't have anybody to. That's, you know, that's one thing that I see all these guys talking about. Okay, let's, if you're walking along and somebody starts swinging shots at you, this is how you get to cover and everything. But they never, you never see a guy out there with two kids and a wife saying, okay, now this is how you get undercover in this situation. There's a lot of things to take under consideration, isn't it?
Well, if you're going to be responsible for your family,
yeah,
it's completely off the chart. There's a lot of things that you need to have worked out with your family members already. And something else, you know, as far as your preparation plan, what people need to remember is if you are, in fact, prepared and have a preparation plan, that plan is yours and nobody else's. It's not to be discussed. You know, it's kind of like I've never understood why people want to, you know, like, it's a guy thing, I guess, where, hey, let me show you all my guns. Well, why would I do that? I don't want to show you all my guns. Nope. I don't want you to know what I have.
Nope.
You know, at what point does your survival rest on your own awareness of operational security?
Well, there's a lot of people don't know what that is. Maybe we'll have to talk about that next time. Tell you what, speaking of time, we have run out of time. Of course, Super Dave joins me every week to do this kind of talk, to talk this kind of stuff. Happy birthday to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bill.
Everybody go friend Super Dave on Facebook, S Dave Harrington, and go wish him happy birthday on his Facebook page. He'll be back and with more combat pistol craft right here on the with me. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective with confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.